to the U. Chris Fade.
Are we all ready to go?
Yes.
Pretty Malik.
I'm doing well.
And Big Rossi.
I've had a shower.
What? Why?
The biggest prizes.
You have got a brand new car.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
With the biggest stars.
It's Dua Lipa.
What's up, y'all? This is Jack Harlow.
The Chris Fade Show.
And the biggest hits.
Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
1, 2, 3, go!
Oh, hello, Mum, hello, Dad. We are live across the UAE. Good morning, exactly 6 o'clock, June 11th. That is. Good morning, Pretty Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Hi.
Good morning, Nala.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, another beautiful day. Already a Tuesday. I felt like it should be Thursday.
I agree.
Feel like we should be on a Thursday. How are we sitting here on a Tuesday, guys?
Well, it's okay because next week's a short week, so.
True, that's right. We got Monday, Tuesday off, right?
So we just got to get. Did we get the email? We didn't get the email
yet.
I got nothing yet.
No, but we're expecting it Monday, Tuesday. Where's your glasses, Rossi?
I know, he looks so different.
Left them at home.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a nightmare of a 24 hours of being debilitated in bed with wind.
Like you got gas.
Yeah, my stomach is, like, I think what happens is at the weekend, I just, like, go ballistic putting processed sausages in there.
Yeah. Just doesn't know how to handle
it. And it takes, like, a few days to get back to normal.
We can't be medical. We cannot talk anything medically related.
It's been less than 60 seconds to the start of the show.
We can't make this show medically.
That was the worst I've felt for a long time yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rossi.
Well, we can help you out. I'll try to help you out today, okay?
I'll
try to help you out.
What can you help me release?
Well, I'll see what I can do here. Hey, my buddy Muhammad's got Uncle Max and Cousin Safa in the beautiful city right now. Just picked him up from the airport. They're
very
listening
nice
to Virgin Radio. Welcome to our gorgeous city of Dubai.
Oh, is that Muhammad, the Liverpool fan?
Yeah, you'll never walk alone. He's
a good lad, despite being a Liverpool fan.
Yeah, you know what? It's so cool because I've got like my friends in from Australia right now as well. And I'm being a tourist in my own city again. Yeah. Took him out to Dubai Mall last night. Then we went and did the timeout markets. And
lovely.
That's nice.
But I'm trying to think to myself, you know, when you're in the Dubai Mall and you walk out at night and you see the Burj Khalifa and it's all lit up and the fountains are going
off.
Like, I'm still blown away seeing this. And I've been here for 16 years and I've seen this probably 150 times.
Yeah. Mm.
Yet I'm still amazed. I can only imagine what someone feels when they see that for the first time.
Yes, it would be pretty epic.
It's like a city out. Like, it looks like the future. And, like, looking at my friends' faces, they're just like,
yeah.
And it's nice, isn't it? They usually have nice music. And
yeah,
they're
it's
like,
beautiful.
It's a really nice vibe when the fountains sort of finish and everyone's sort of like happy and
good.
I know, man. It's so cool. It's like, it's busy. Monday night, last night was busy. You can even walk in the Dubai Mall. Like,
that's crazy.
How free. It was so good. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that it's like that. All right, listen, we want to get the show on the road. We've got a lot coming up today as well. So thanks for hanging out with us. Pop quiz back at 7:10. Here are things I want you to remember. Pop quiz back at 7:10. All right, this morning. Are you actually going to do a pub quiz today as well, Ross?
Yes.
What?
All right. There is something daddy and daughter related that we're going to put up on the show here, which I think is going to spark a lot of you calling in.
Okay.
Because there's something cute that I want to do. Gossip Pretty, you've got the latest across the UAE and across the world.
Everyone, you are not alone. Even Billie Eilish gets ghosted.
Okay.
You have to hear this story. It's crazy.
All right, we'll find out why. Let's get the show now on the road. 048715544. Phone number in the studio. Call me. Let's get you on. I need you to help us choose the next song that gets played right here on Virgin Radio, okay? So you may be driving to work or school or doing whatever it is that you do. Give me a call. I want you on the show. 048715544.
Pick my hits.
Is this Shahida?
Hey there.
You absolute superstar. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
That's not Shahid. Is this Shahid, honestly?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Do you send us a message in the mornings, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We
love Shahida. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do a show unless we wake up and see a message from Shahida, honestly.
I do that without fail.
Yeah, without fail. I think every morning, I mean, for the last how many...
Yeah, definitely. I try my best.
Yeah, for the last, I don't know, how many years do we walk into this studio and we see a good morning, just says good morning, and then it has your name, and we love it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, Shahida.
Okay? Oh, no, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Right. What's the morning look like? What are you up to today?
Well, I had to go for work after 1 hour.
All right. What do you do? What do you do for work?
I'm a real estate agent.
Oh, very nice.
Are things okay? Like, obviously, property is booming right now, right, in the city, in the country?
Yeah.
It's all right. You're making that. You make a lot of commission. Like, as in, I realize that a lot of real estate guys, they're not making any salary. Right?
It's all it depends on the company, actually, I would say.
Yeah, right. Are you salary commission or mainly just commission?
Actually, manager's commission.
Commission, you gotta work hard. It's not an easy business to be in.
It's like you don't know how much you're gonna earn at the end of the month. Like, that's the scary thing.
It's
could be like
no pain, no gain.
Yeah, you could be popping bottles or just sitting at home having a water bottle.
Yes, depending on how the month went, you figure out the bottle.
That's where it's at, you know. All right, Shahida, help us choose the next song that gets played right now on Virgin Radio. You ready to do this?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Nala, you're first. What do you want to play?
Shahida, let's get this day started with Let's Get It Started by Black Eyed Peas. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. All right, pretty.
I'm going to go with a little bit of an Arab remix. This is Shireen Sabri Aleel, and I Know What You Want.
Right, Rossi.
Well, since we saw him the other week, I'm back on the Will Smith train. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, please. I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
This is not Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I mean, it's Jazzy Jeff.
Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff with Boom, Boom, Shake the Room.
Shahida, you and I know what you want, and that's My Immortal Evanescence. All right, Shahida, they are your options. Which one do you want?
I feel like this is the first one. Let's get it started in here.
Yeah! But you said let's do the fourth one.
No, she said first one.
Let's get it started.
Thank you so much, Shahida.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling me.
This song just
made my day much, much, much better.
This song is like your messages every day. You get us started. Thank you very much.
I used to like you.
No, you still love her. Do not turn. Do not turn. Remember, you can only get angry when I win.
Yeah.
Everyone else, you gotta be happy.
We're still last place.
Okay. All right, I still like you, Shahida. All right, there it is. Have a great morning. Take care.
You too. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Another point for Nala. This is Virgin Radio Morning. All right, what is she on? What are the points update?
So Rossi's last place, 9 points. Nala, you're at 11 points.
Wow.
Yeah, you have a chance. I'm on 14. Chris is on 17.
Nala chipping away at this.
I don't think I'll make it.
No, never say never. I feel like this has been the most interesting pick my hit so far. It's been like,
There's more competition than just you and I going at them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's great.
So there you go. Well done. Pick My Hits returns tomorrow. Get on the show. Like, call us up and help us choose a song. Pick my song. Make me happy. You know, we can do all that. I'm telling you, it's great.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson were seen together having lunch at Nobu without the kids. And everyone's like, ooh, what's going on here? I really don't think it's anything more than just she's trying to keep the peace. Because I think she's over that situation.
I don't know.
If you watch the show, you'd know.
She's going back for more punishment, people.
I hope not. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, these divorce rumors keep coming and going. Over the weekend, their house appeared. Do you know the site Zillow? The app Zillow?
Yeah. Right? I look at Zillow nearly every second day. It's like Sort of like a Bayute.com, but in the States,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so their house appeared. It's a $60 million mansion.
Wow.
And it appeared on Zillow. Then it appeared as sold. And everyone's like, ooh, they are selling their home. They must be getting divorced. But then J-Lo was out over the weekend and she had her wedding ring on. So I don't know what people are talking about.
$60 million. You got it? Use it.
You got to use it. Megan Thee Stallion seemed visibly upset at her concert over the weekend. This is horrific. Someone created an AI video of her, like an explicit video of her. And it's been making the rounds.
It's not real, is it?
No, it's all AI. And she even put out like a tweet the other day saying like, how could you do this to me? This is horrible.
This is so scary.
Fans were saying like she was actually crying on stage when it got to that
it's
point.
It's pretty scary stuff, yeah, right? You'll be able to put those... How do you know what's real and what's fake
it's
now?
It's crazy.
You know?
Okay, Simon Cowell, I found this so interesting. So okay. He was on the Diary of the CEO podcast with Stephen Bartlett.
Yep.
And they were talking about One Direction. If you remember, Simon was the manager of One Direction, right? So they asked him, what is his biggest regret when it comes to managing One Direction?
One thing I regret is I should have kept the name.
Oh, you should have owned the name.
I should have owned the name.
You didn't own the name?
No.
Who owns the name?
They do.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. Could have made an animation or whatever. But when you give an artist the name, it's not yours. And that's my only regret. So if you're listening, I'll buy it back from you.
Huh.
No, it's
you wanted to make more money from it like that. Simon, how much money did you make from One Direction, you know?
So the interesting thing is because all five own the name, let's say they wanted to do a tour. Four of them say yes.
One says no.
They don't do it. Yep. So that's how
But what he's saying, like he could have done an ad, like what the Beatles did. Did the Beatles ever have a cartoon?
Yeah.
They had like a cartoon series, right? I remember.
Yellow Submarine.
Something like that. Like he probably wanted to create like cartoon merchandise, all that sort of stuff.
Or a new band with the same name.
The Beatles also had to agree all together.
The directioners are like, thank goodness the boys own it and not Simon.
He would have ruined the name.
Yeah. And finally, I cannot believe that when you're as famous as Billie Eilish, someone still has the guts to ghost her.
So who did that?
So we don't know who. So she was on a podcast recently with Lily Allen, random. And she was saying that as recently as back in December, she was ghosted, and it was the worst ghosting experience she's ever had. Have a listen.
If you don't know what ghosting is, by the way, it means like you send someone a message, they read it, right? You know that they read it, but they never replied to you. Take a listen.
It was like a complete... I was like, did you die? Did you literally die? It was like somebody that I'd also known for years and had a plan. Day of... on the phone, making a plan. This is my address. Be there at 3. Never heard from him again. I was like, what a little pathetic man. To this day, never texted me again. Somebody I had known for like years.
I want to know why.
We don't know why.
We don't know why. We don't know who it is.
She probably thinks... Oh, you know when you get a message, someone sends you a message at like overnight when you're sleeping and you wake up in the middle of the night... And you just check your phone, and then you see the message, and then you read the message at like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m, and then you forget that you read the message, and then you get on with your day, and you're like, oh, I never replied to that message.
Yes, but this is, she said they spoke the day of, meeting at 3:00.
Weird.
And then he disappeared.
There we go. Right. Billie Eilish ghosted. Thank you, pretty hitters, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Update.
6:25, Tuesday, June 11th. News headlines now.
The UN Security Council has voted to support a U.S. proposed Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan, and UAE authorities are taking further measures to create tobacco-free workplaces.
I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I was in a restaurant the other day, and I had crews with me, and they were vaping. Are you allowed to smoke in restaurants in Dubai still? I don't know. I didn't know what that rule was. There's smoking areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were sitting a bit like further away, so there would have been a smoking area.
Yeah, there's smoking areas.
See, I think we got to ban that.
Yeah.
We got to ban that smoking.
Like, no one's going to go.
What do you mean?
Yes, they will.
Nah, there's a lot of non-smokers now.
And we can
bring that up on the show and have a little chat about it and see what our thoughts are.
Yeah, just because this has been implemented now around the world. So we can't say no one's going to come anymore. It works.
It happens.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Tuesday should be Thursday. I keep saying I feel like it should be later in the week. But... we've got Monday, Tuesday off.
So we got 4-day weekend to look forward to.
Is anyone going anywhere?
No.
You're staying here. You're... Where are you going?
I'm going to Cyprus. Yeah.
You got a visa? You don't need a visa.
I got a visa.
You need a visa for Cyprus as well.
Mm. Yeah, of course. Because...
You ever been?
No, I've never been.
I've been.
It's nice?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I went in like the low season, so I didn't realize we booked my friend Anthony and I. We just wanted to get away for 3 days, and everything was closed. We didn't go in summer. So we got there, and honestly, everything was closed. It was like a ghost town. But it was still beautiful.
Well,
We hired four-wheelers and just drove around the islands, going to beaches. Like, it was nice.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it was good.
You're not going to do that.
I had a girlfriend who was Cypriot for like 2.5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the one that the father said, what are you going to do
the one who made you climb the tree?
Yeah, what are you going to do for a job? This radio thing is not a real job. Climb the tree.
That's true, and you went up there and got a coconut, right?
Climb the tree. We need to clean it. Can you climb it for me? And there I was, climbing trees.
This is Chris thinking, I got to get in good with the dad and let me do this.
It didn't last.
Are you welcome there? I mean...
No.
Turkish?
Yeah, that's why I said I had to have a visa. But it's okay.
So annoying, isn't he?
What?
Why would you say that?
Are you welcome there,
no, Turkish? Just saying...
You just meant this was your sentence. Are you welcome there, Turkish?
Honestly, go back
and just say it. Are you welcome there, Turkish?
Wasn't there a bit of...
I have a visa and I'm going for my best friend's wedding. And yeah, it's going to be good.
Sorry, I'm online here. Nala's helping me. I'm trying to book tickets for my friends to go to the Green Planet because they're here. They got a kid.
And I'll be perfect for them.
The Green Planet is such a spot to go to, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you got kids, it's always so, so good. So, and I'm trying to get them to meet the sloth.
Okay, so we're trying to book the experience.
I'm trying to book the experience right now online. It's $385 a ticket, but it's worth it. You're getting to meet a sloth.
Providing they're awake, yeah.
No, but you do it between a certain time, so I think they must have them awake. Sloths only, like, aren't they an interesting animal, the sloth?
I mean, people say they're cute, but I think they look terrifying.
They're scary. They're scary somewhat, right?
I haven't seen them in person, but in pictures they look so cute.
You've never done the sloth experience at the Green Planet?
I've never been to the Green Planet because I was so afraid.
Oh, gosh. You got
to
go.
I feel like now would be a different experience for me to go because I can actually interact with animals.
Well, they stay away from you. You're fine.
I mean, no, honestly, pretty. You need to go to the... It's such a beautiful experience. I mean, apart from the animals, just being able to, like, walk in, you feel like you are in a little mini rainforest. You're in City Walk. It's crazy. All right, well, hopefully I'll book this.
I got you.
You got me. Can you help me pretty? I'm pretty... is it a literal... No.
So yesterday...
Are you going to drop them off?
No chance.
All right, because sometimes you have to do it in person. It's very easy. I do it in person when I go there.
No, with the discount. Yeah, no. I'll just do the online tickets.
The funny thing is, I thought about this. So yesterday, Chris asked me for the first time. He was like, hey, why don't you do the Green Planet tickets? Can you tell me what I need to do? And then I sent the instructions. And I was literally waiting all day for you to go, can you just do it for me?
I tried. No, I tried, honestly, for at least 45 minutes to say trying to book these tickets
online.
Very proud
of you. Good job.
And it kept getting me to a spot where I could. I feel like their website needs a bit of an update. I'm going to have a word to management because I think their website needs a little. It's too heavy. So, you know, when you go on a website and it's got so many graphics and pictures, it takes too long to load.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're running here. So I'm gonna ask for the manager.
Need a load balancer.
I just want to be in the room when you ask that, have that conversation. Can I be there?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Okay, no problem. 6:42 still to come. Oh, Big Rossi's pub quiz. Woo! Really?
Yeah. Virgin Radio, UAE traffic, powered by Yas Island.
Big Rossi's not feeling well today.
We have to give him a hug.
We need to give him a burp. He needs to be burped.
Yeah,
no,
I need to just
disgusting.
Get some air out. Yeah.
Yeah, I know how to do it. I'll do exactly what I do to my 7-month-year-old son. I'm going to do to you later
on,
okay?
You can't say 7-month-year-old son.
7-month son.
7-month
son. 7-month-old son.
It's just, you can't.
Okay, I'm ready.
7 months years old.
Put me over your knee and rub me.
I'm going to look after you. Don't worry. I'm going to
rub my back.
I'm going to look after you, Russ.
Let's go! Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
I love getting our shout outs here on the. You can always send us a WhatsApp and we can try to get it on 04871-5544.
A big hello to Hunter, Sparrow, and River who are on their way to school right now.
How cool are those
names? I know, right?
Hunter, Sparrow,
and River.
And River.
Coolest names.
I'd love to.
Happy 21st birthday to Jonathan, who is the commie chef at BCH.
Oh, Jonathan.
Love from mum and dad.
Is that a shout out or is that just you reading out your friends' messages?
It's a shout out.
Okay, yeah, we've got a lot. Look, hi guys. Morning, Chris, Big Rossi, Pretty Nala. Can I have a favor? Hold on a second.
Okay, well, we could get to that one later.
Yeah, well, I won't just read that message out. We may get him on.
Yeah.
We may get him on. Tanya says, hey, kids are listening to you guys right now on the way to school. Give them a shout out. I don't have the names, though, Tanya.
Yeah, we did. Hunter Sparrow.
Oh, that was them.
Yeah.
I'm behind. Sorry. I don't know what's going on. With a free money.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. 10K Pop Quiz? Pop. On Virgin Radio. Powered
by Rack Bank. Let's get it. Ow! Oh, Sharma, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, hi.
Nah, Sharma, I need energy. Like, if you're not going to give me the energy, you're not on.
Sharma.
Sharma. Oh, my God, I can't believe my call made it.
There we go. Sharma, are you ready to win 10,000 dirhams cash?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, she's ready to go. What do you do, Sharma?
I'm currently dropping off my sister to work, and then I'm heading back home.
Wow, you do this. You do the drop-off for your sister.
Yeah, and then I work from home, so... Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm hoping this thing will really get to kickstart my day and maybe the rest of the month.
All right, you need the cash, right? What would you do with 10,000 dirhams if you want it right now?
Well, I'm saving up for a car, so that's definitely going to be like, help me a lot.
All right, we need a car. Let's get that 10K with Rack Bank. You know the deal. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to the ones that you get right or the ones that you get wrong. All right, you ready to do this?
All right,
here we go. Sharma's ready to go. Are we all ready to go?
Yes. Yep.
All right, I think I'm ready. Oh, we're really early here, aren't we? 7:06.
Should we waffle a little bit more?
We could stall for a little bit. Why are we so early? We did the same amount of talking.
I don't know.
I don't even know how that works.
I don't know.
Is it Rossi's fault? Because you disappeared.
I haven't been talking much.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? But hold on, Sharma, one second. How are you feeling, Ross? Rossi's not feeling well this morning. Are you okay?
Yeah, I've got like trapped wind. In my body.
Trapped gas. I'll get that out for you next, okay?
Okay.
I've got a foolproof idea of how to get that out.
Well, I was thinking about just ordering some prune juice.
Nope, don't worry. I got something even better than prune juice. I learned it with Cruz, my son. All right, here we go. Sharma. Sorry, back to you now, Sharma. Here we go. We're going to play this.
Okay.
60 seconds
right.
On the clock. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs Miracle and Burn?
Pass.
What is three strikes in a row called in bowling?
Pass.
What is the capital of Qatar?
Doha.
What movie was the biggest grossing movie of 2018? Avengers?
Endgame.
What sport is Ricky Ponting associated with?
Can you repeat that?
What sport is Ricky Ponting associated with?
Pass.
What country did the car brand Toyota come from? Japan or the UAE?
Japan.
Who sings the songs pass. Espresso and Skin?
Sabrina Carpenter.
How many times has Katy Perry been married?
Once.
Ryan who plays the role of Ken in the 2023 movie Barbie?
Ryan Gosling.
Time's up, but give her that last one because I want to help her out a little bit. 500 dirhams is all yours. Congratulations.
Woo! Yay.
So what did you get wrong? Miracle and Burn is sung by Ellie Goulding because I want to let it burn.
Oh, my gosh.
Three strikes in a row is called a turkey. Turkey, that would have got that one. Avengers Infinity War is the highest grossing film of 2018. And I feel like Avengers Infinity War is featured in the pop quiz nearly every day.
Or Endgame. Yes, and Suicide Squad.
Yeah, right? Learn them and you'll get a question right.
That's right.
Ricky Ponting was a great Australian cricketer.
And that's it? She got everything else right.
How many times? Katy Perry once. Has been once.
Russell Brand, yeah.
Look at that. There we go. All right, well, listen, 500 dirhams cash, all yours. Congratulations there, Sharma. All right?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. There you go. You can get a tire for that car. Maybe two. You get two tires.
Yeah.
Two tires, 500 dirhams. They could be good quality tires, right? What do we got? We've got about 3 weeks, 4 weeks of school left here in the country before everyone goes on vacation. So I want to make sure that we at least give the pop quiz out once or twice before we leave.
We got 3 weeks.
We
got
to do it. We have to do this, right? Okay, this is going to get a little bit... We said we weren't doing any medical stuff. This is not medical. All right.
It is.
This is not medical. But Rossi.
Yeah. All right,
Rossi has woken up.
Well, no, not woken He's up. Not, I had it all day yesterday.
Okay, he hasn't been feeling well. He's not feeling well, our Rossi.
Yeah.
He's got trapped gas. Now, what's happened, do you believe? You've consumed way too much food that you wouldn't usually consume over the weekend, and you believe it's now affecting you today.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Dr. Fade, can you help me, please?
No, this is not medical.
Okay. What is it?
Explain this then. What if it's not medical, please explain this.
It's not medical.
Okay. So now Chris believes that he can help Rossi getting some of that.
Yeah.
Can I say gas relieved? And you want to do it the way that you do it to your 7-month-old son, Cruz.
So what?
Whenever I breathe in deep.
Yep.
I get like air that comes out, like bubbles of air. So if I go, there'll be air that comes out.
Oh, Rossi, not in the microphone.
Now, I'll tell you what this is.
What is it?
Rossi, over the years working with me.
You're very close to each other.
Has
right
got
now.
Health anxiety. Now, he was told by a doctor that he's got scarring of the esophagus. Now, that has freaked him out. So now he believes when he takes a breath in that, like, air's escaping or something from the esophagus. Isn't that right?
Absolutely not.
That's what's happening here?
No.
And I'm going to...
it's not medical.
It's not medical. He's got trapped gas. And as I've learned with Cruz, my 7-month son, I have become a master of getting gas out. So
go for
it. Let's go do this. Take your headphones off, mate.
What are we doing?
First, stand up for me.
Okay.
Stand up for me, Rossi.
This is ridiculous.
Come here. Come here.
Okay, this is
Look
ridiculous.
At me this side. Put your head here. All right. So,
so now Rossi is hugging Chris. His head is resting on Chris's shoulder.
Oh, stay.
Chris is...
Stay with me, Ross. Stay with me.
Really going into his back.
Up. No, you got to come down from up. Up.
Chris,
you're gonna
Chris.
Out.
Oh, Chris, can you pull his pants up?
It's okay. You his pants down.
Yeah.
Pull your pants up, Ross.
Okay,
you're showing
thanks.
Way too much.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's gonna come out. It's gonna come out.
So
that's
weird.
A big boy.
Oh, something's coming down the other end.
No, that's okay. That's a big boy right there.
It's coming out the other end.
Good boy, the big Ross.
I'm facing that way.
Big Rossy.
It's coming out.
Okay, it's coming out now. Here it is. Oh.
Sorry.
He got it out. I can smell it.
Sorry. Thank you. I feel better.
One more, though. Just lay on the ground for me, Rossi.
What is happening on the show?
Go lie on your back, please, Rossi. Because, again, with Cruz, my 7-month son, 7-month, nine-year-old.
No, 7-month-old son. Okay. That's how you
just
say
one
age.
One leg down. All right. Now, stay there, Ross.
Rossi's now on the ground. And Chris is pushing his knee into his chest to try to help alleviate some of that.
Oh, there's a big boy. There's a big boy.
My feet are touching places that I don't want them
just
to.
Just relax these legs. I want the legs to hit the stomach.
So he's
that's as far back as they go.
Really?
He's really pushing the legs back.
Because when I push Cruz's legs, it goes into his stomach.
Yeah.
Let me push a little bit. Oh, let it go. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it release. Let it release. Let it release.
Why am I here?
Let it release, Rossi. Let it release. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming here. There it is. There it is. Good boy. All right, let me get you up. Come here all together. Show them how you stand up. 1, 2. Good boy.
Do you feel any better, Rossi?
Yeah. Yeah, I've released a bit of gas there.
That's helped you, hasn't it, Ross?
Yeah, thank you for that, Dad.
He's a big boy.
Look,
he's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
I got to disinfect my hands, though. I got to disinfect
Why?
My hands. Oh, I had my places all over your body there. I don't know where they've been. Why am I so tired?
These jeans have been washed this week. I wash them once a week.
That was so disgusting.
Why was it? No, honestly, tell me, didn't that feel a bit better? I got a bit of gas out.
A little bit.
I literally heard it come out.
Did you actually?
Yeah. My friend is like, actually asking if like, we actually
last
did
night, yeah. I'm sorry to get a bit graphic here, but
yeah.
The force that one released last night was intense, but now it's just little things, and it doesn't feel as though it's giving me much relief.
Do you feel better or no?
What I just gave you that's going to help you out a little bit. Just settle down here, Ross. Everything will be okay, all right?
Okay.
We're live. It's Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm really tired from just doing
why,
that.
Why,
I don't know.
The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, Virgin Radio.
Nala has something to share with us. Nala, this is going to be very interesting. Hit it. Is it?
No.
What's happening?
That's good. I don't think you should have a boyfriend now.
What?
Way too young.
Make up your mind.
26 years old. 26 years old. You do not need a man in your life. Go and live this beautiful life that you have been given here.
I never said I wanted.
Well,
you're the one who's trying to hook me up.
Well, no, because when we see good guys though come around, we are sometimes
we suggest.
Like,
Suggest, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, hey,
hopefully one day you'll suggest someone who's my type.
She just wants Daniel Ricciardo. So if anyone knows Daniel Ricciardo or what's the other one?
There's so many.
Lando? Is it Lando?
No. Which one are you thinking of? There's so many. Dylan O'Brien is one.
You're so F1. You're such an F1 fan, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
All right, but you do want to share something with us. What is it?
So my friend's getting married, mm-hmm. as you know. And
Is that depressing for you?
No.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
I'm so excited. It's my best friend's wedding. Her name is Melanie. And she asked me for a request, which I didn't know any idea on what to do, so I thought maybe I'd bring it up on the show.
Okay.
There's a father-daughter dance that she has at her wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And she can't decide on a song because she doesn't have a song. So I was like, hold up. I know people who know music. Let me bring this up.
Okay, so suggestions for a daddy-daughter dance at the wedding. Mm-hmm. 04871-5544.
So songs that you and your dad... That her and her dad should be dancing to.
Yeah, that's cute.
All right, so we need daddy-daughter songs. What do you guys suggest for this wedding? 04-871-5544. What about...
No.
Yeah, you could do like a dance
get touches.
No.
It's the father... singing it to the new husband.
You
can't touch this. And like pointing at his daughter. Can't touch this.
No.
That's what I'd be doing. Nah. Can't touch this.
No, we got it. I think, does she want emotional?
She's fine with everything.
Okay. I was going to say My Girl. My Girl.
It's a good
my
song.
My Girl.
Temptations.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Talking about
well,
my girl.
Rossi, Chris, my you're going to be in this position one day.
Take money.
Oh my God.
Take money, Tupac, hit him up. First dope. Side when you claim to be a player, but no, not that one either.
No.
So is that too much?
Like, imagine you guys are going to be in this position one day.
I don't even want to think about it.
You're going to be doing a daddy-daughter dance.
I don't even want to think about it.
Imagine Annie, Isla, Kiki, Nushi, you're going to be doing this beautiful dance. That's what you want to dance to?
I do not want to think of the moment that my young girls are going to get married.
Can you imagine in 10 years, Nushi will be... Nala's age.
I don't even want to hear it. Wow. No, honestly, this is a good one.
I'm gonna take this away.
I'm the fire starter. That's what I'm singing. I'm the father. I'm the father starter. Instigator. And I look at the new husband and let him know if he does anything.
Do something nice. Can you play My Girl by The Temptations? Can you please grab that?
That's a good one.
Please.
What? Who's it by?
Temptations, because I think that's a perfect song.
It was from the Macaulay Culkin movie.
Oh gosh, that movie's destroyed me for the rest of my life.
That's a sad movie.
Such a sad movie.
Until now, I have zero suggestions aside from Pretty.
Thanks.
No, I said Tupac. No, I said Prodigy.
This is a good song.
Hit him up.
Sunshine, on a cloudy day.
That's actually a good one.
Yeah, right?
I can't
this way, my girl. Zara. Hi, Zara. How you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, Zara. Daddy, daughter, dance. What song do you suggest?
Dance with my father again.
Aww.
Which one's that? Is that Luther Vandross?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one.
Well, that's what. Hold on. That's what every person on hold right now.
I don't know this one.
Neither do I. What's
what?
This?
You don't know this song?
No. Isn't it about like...
Eliza, are you saying the same one, right? Eliza?
Hello?
Yeah, are you saying... You're saying the same one, Dance With My Father?
Yes.
All right.
Before life removed all the
end. But it's kind of sad.
Anade, are you saying the same one as well?
Would lift me high.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Listen to the words. Listen to the words.
Dance with it's like, my mother and
not be too sad.
Spin me around till I fell asleep.
Yeah, yeah, she'd fall asleep.
Then
no,
up the stairs he would carry me.
Great suggestion.
And I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance.
Yeah, not this one.
Chance,
nah, I don't
that's
like
so
it.
Sad.
Another. I don't
it's
like
about
it.
Like his dad who's passed away,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Maha, what do you suggest?
Isn't she lovely?
Oh, great suggestion.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
That's sweet.
Yeah, this is cute. It's a bit oh, is it too happy?
No, that's good.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she special? Oh, just that 1 minute. Oh,
Eloise, what do you suggest, Eloise?
Bob Carlyle, Butterfly Kisses.
Bob who?
Bob Carlyle,
Butterfly Kisses. Well, it's funny, we've all gone to like these 80s and 90s songs,
yeah.
Right?
Well, what's the current song?
This is a daddy-daughter dance for
a
wedding.
There's two things I know.
What is this?
I've never heard
Eloise,
of it.
What is this? They're leaving the wedding.
She's daddy's little girl.
Oh.
Has dropped to my knees by her bed.
Oh, daddy's little girl.
She talks
Chris,
to
gonna
Jesus.
Be you.
No.
And yes. I close my eyes. And I thank God for
imagine Nushi and Kiki.
No,
wedding
no,
day.
No.
Oh. Dad, will you dance with me?
No chance.
Try to make him
no,
cry.
No, I'll break the future husband's legs. Hi, Waleed.
Hi.
What up, man? What song are you thinking? What song?
It's Raise Me Up, Westlife.
Oh, you raise me up. This one?
Yeah.
This is it, is it? Westlife.
When I am down and my soul so weary when troubles come.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
And my heart burdened me.
I mean, she'll be a puddle of tears.
Yeah.
Like she'll just be too crying. Love it. I feel like Ed Sheeran Perfect could work.
Yeah, I was thinking
that one. That's a new one.
You come,
is this the hook?
No.
I'll raise you.
Is it another verse?
There's a whole other.
There's a whole other.
You raise me up,
so I can stand a mountain.
You raise. You know what? If that all doesn't work,
oh, no, here it comes. In it for love. Oh no!
Listen, this is a great daddy-daughter dance.
I like big, and I cannot lie.
I feel so bad for
Nishin. In your face,
you get sprung.
Want to pull up tough, because you notice that you're stuck.
Is that the best thing to do?
And I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys try to warn me, but that you got makes me so...
So, me so what? I don't know the...
Virgin update. Thorny, like you fell into a rose bush.
So thorny.
You fell into a bush, yeah.
Nala, did that help you?
Yeah.
There we go. You got some good suggestions there. Thank you very much, everyone. Everybody else, we've got some other songs.
Like what?
Isn't I Loved Her from I Loved Her First.
Heartland.
Yeah, they got a few. Like My Father from Jax. You Are My Sunshine. You Are My Sunshine.
Oh, that's too sad.
Queen, You're My Best Friend.
You mean the other one? You're My Best Friend.
No, not that one.
That was your best 50 Cent. If I was your best friend, I want you around all the time. And then go into candy shop. I take you to the candy shop. The dad singing that to the daughter is just weird at a wedding.
Yeah. Slightly weird. Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be you.
Yeah, no.
My kids, when my kids get married, inshallah, one day.
At 50.
Nah, 40. I'm gonna be embarrassing. I will be embarrassing. I'll be that embarrassing father. I will. Touchwood.
Honestly, yeah. I have no doubt in my mind.
I'm ready to embarrass him.
Okay.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Apple.
Yeah.
Have just dropped some announcement, have they? I mean, was it scheduled for Apple to drop these announcements?
It's an AI tech, like it's like a tech update for iOS 18. So it's like how they're integrating AI into their devices now and what the new things that Apple users can look towards.
Okay, before we get into this chat, could you WhatsApp me? And remember, it's free. There's a couple of things that we do here at Virgin Radio that we always want to remain doing. Number one is obviously radio is free, so we don't want you to ever have to pay for this radio station or show. But the other thing is we set up this WhatsApp line because we did not want you to have to pay to send us messages. We always wanted that communication to be free.
Exactly.
So we've set up the WhatsApp line, and we receive, like, I got a little number here that just shows me how many messages we've received over the last couple of, I think, months maybe. But I think it's like up to 480,000 messages, which is pretty crazy. We love it. But what I would love you to do right now is WhatsApp me. What phone do you use? I want to know, are you on an Apple?
Okay.
Are you on an Android? And if so, what is it? Is it a Samsung? Is it a Huawei? Is it the Oppo?
Google?
Are you on a Google phone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on a Motorola? Are you on a Nokia? Like, I just want to know. Like, this is truly just for me. I'll read out what we've got, though. I'll let you know what we come out with. But just WhatsApp me. Just WhatsApp me. Literally what you have. And I want to run through these. 04-871-5544. So what has Apple released? What are they doing?
Okay, so here are some of the AI updates. They're calling it Apple Intelligence AI. So Apple Intelligence, the system, is basically going to be like your PA. It's going to learn everything and anything about you.
But does this work? Does it work?
That's what they say. Like, it's going to be customized to you.
It's like Siri. You know, like you tell Siri something and it just gives, like, you know, Siri, I don't know, how long does it take to get from here to here? It's like milk.
Yeah. No, but Siri's changing as well. So Siri can now actually control your phone when you ask it to do something. So you say, Siri, set a reminder. You'll see it move. Like, you'll see the app open up and do all that.
What I've been doing with my, which I just realized Siri does, the other day I'm holding my son Cruz, feeding him a bottle.
Yeah.
And I needed Virginia, our nanny, to come and help for a second. So I went, hey, Siri, send a WhatsApp to Virginia. And then it said, what do you want to send? I said, can you come here, please? And then it sent. Does it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Also, I saw something the other day where if someone's following you and you feel a bit scared.
I saw that.
You can say, hey, Siri, someone's following me. And then it does like all these safety things.
Which is pretty cool.
So it's going to do even more now. Siri can also edit your photos, take action within apps, which is pretty cool.
What do you mean edit? Like, we can edit photos now, but what do you mean?
Like, you do it through Siri. So it's like, fix this photo. And then it does it.
Oh, okay. Wow. I like that.
The calculator app is finally coming to the iPad. It never existed on the iPad. It's finally coming. I know.
They didn't have a calculator on the iPad?
No, it didn't. Weird. So it's finally coming. And they have this other app that's coming to the iPad as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Math Notes. So you write down a math problem, and it automatically solves it in real time.
Why are we going to school?
I don't know.
Huh?
You can also delete objects from an image on your iPhone now. And I don't know why anyone would need this. You can lock and hide away apps now. So if you don't want someone to see you have a certain app on your phone.
I like that. No, that's good. That's good.
And you'll love this one, Chris. The updated iOS feature will now allow you to record and take notes on calls. So if you're doing a phone call, you can record it and take notes at the same time as well.
You can record the actual phone call?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Because imagine you're having a meeting on the phone.
Does that mean that you have to say before, like, you know,
it must say
Brianna
something.
Calls me up, my wife, and I'll be like, hey, babe, before we continue with this call, I just got to let you know that it's recorded.
Yeah, like Zoom.
Do you want to continue?
Yeah.
It's like, no, and then I hang up.
I wonder if it'll be like a notification, almost like an automatic, like when you hit record, you'll hear like a beep sound or something.
Or
so
it may send a message on their phone saying, this phone call is being recorded.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. So,
I mean, they've got a lot of different updates coming up. This is with iOS 18.
All right, so do you want to see? I mean, a couple hundred messages came in right now.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it's a mixed bag.
Someone wishes they just had their BlackBerry back.
Honestly, I miss my BlackBerry.
How did BlackBerry not like stay with us? Why did why did they not keep rolling this out? I don't understand.
It was brilliant. BBM was a lifesaver.
I was never on BBM. I never had a BlackBerry, you know that?
Guy,
I
did. Like BBM was free. It worked. You didn't need service.
But you needed like a BBM pin or something, didn't you?
No, you had like an ID, like a user ID.
I never understood it.
It was so good.
I never understood it.
I loved it.
Okay. No order here. I'm just reading what I've got.
Okay.
Samsung, iPhone.
Am I keeping tally?
Samsung, iPhone 15, Apple 15, Samsung Flip, iPhone, Apple, Samsung S21 Ultra, a Vivo. We got Vivo in the picture, people.
Oh, wow.
We got a Vivo. Apple, Samsung Note 8, Oppo A94 Mobile. That's an Oppo. Samsung, iPhone, Samsung, Apple. This is boring now, isn't it?
Yeah,
Samsung.
Okay, enough now.
Vivo, Apple, Oppo. Apple.
I feel like it's 50-50.
Yeah, it's a good balance, actually. Mm. It's a good balance. Salma, you love all this AI stuff, right?
Actually, I don't like the AI stuff.
It's freaking you out.
I'm against it completely.
Yeah.
No, but just imagine, you're talking about a friend. I saw this on like a TikTok or something.
Yeah.
Like someone was talking about someone's friend, and Siri went and sent the message to the friend. Without saying that, you know?
That's awesome.
So I always get freaked out if I talk something on the top of my head in a loud voice that my phone is hearing and sending a message. So imagine if that happens, you can't take it back.
Siri's like your worst best friend, making your enemies everywhere. Yes. Well, just don't say anything bad about your friend, all right? Like, that's it. That's all it comes down to.
I guess so.
All right, when's all this AI stuff getting rolled out?
It'll be coming in the next few weeks, yeah.
Next few weeks, there it is. Thank you.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
You know, we're talking about Egypt, so I thought I would get a friend in the studio. Nadine, if you can just jump onto a microphone. Nadine is from Nile FM here and now hanging out with us in Dubai. Hi, Nadine.
Hi, good morning.
You do the morning show in Egypt for Nile FM.
Yes, I do.
All right, so we're talking Egypt here. There's something related, so I figured you guys should just be hanging out. Jump with Nala if you can on her mic, so we'll have a little chatty. Because Amr Diab is obviously one of the biggest singers out of Egypt, out of the Middle East. I mean, he represents, you know, what the sound of the Middle East was from the 90s to the 2000s. We were talking about it. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Cairo.
Okay, so, I mean, he does age backwards.
He really does. Sure.
How does this guy...
Good genes or good docs?
Yeah, that's always what is question. It? Good genes or good docs? You're right.
Yeah.
So if you go to the Chris Fade Show on Instagram... you'll see a video, and I was it at a wedding? I'm trying to work out exactly where it was. Amr Diab is performing, and he's sort of doing what he does. And let me play you some of his music, by the way, just in case you don't know. And I love you.
Habibi,
all right, so he's at a wedding, and he... There's a lot of chaos at the end of his show. A lot of people are coming up to him to take a photo with the superstar that he is. And, you know, he gets a lot. He's 62 years old, by the way, guys. He does not look 62.
No,
right? Not at all.
He does not look 62. But he was striking. He completely slapped this guy in the face.
It's bad.
He just slapped and gave him a nice little slap. You can go see the video. It's been caught on camera. And now there's controversy of, like, should he have done that? Now, we don't know. We don't want to condone any violence here. And initially, I thought to myself, oh, man, this guy's in trouble now. Like, literally just physical violence on stage, caught on camera. Everybody's seen it. But then you see the guy, they're saying, put his hand in his pocket.
in his pocket.
And was like, the guy coming up to take a photo was like manhandling Amr Diab, like just sort of grabbing him and pushing him around a little bit.
Oh, I see it.
Can you see it?
I see it.
Now, this guy is renowned possibly for doing this before to other superstars. He's one of these guys that wants to get the photo. So, like, I just want to, if you go to our Instagram, go check it out, Chris Fade Show. What do you think? Now, we're not condoning violence here, but what do you think, Pretty?
So, I don't think that slapping the fan is correct in any instance. And okay. I know that Amr Diab has kind of this history of, like,
having
past incidents where he's been, like, caught being really rude to his, I think it was his driver. He's had, like, other incidents in the past where he's known to be kind of aggressive in these situations.
Yeah.
I see what's happening there. Security needed to get involved, not Amr.
Stupid security.
The guy, I don't think he put his hand in his pocket. He tried to grab him to get his attention, which is wrong, but he should not be slapping a fan. And this guy's a super fan, so he just created a TikTok account.
This guy, well, the fan's created a TikTok account.
So his name is Saad. So he's made a whole TikTok account, and he has, it's sad.
Yeah, it's around 10 posts.
He's posting all these things saying, I know my legal rights, I'm going to go after you.
Oh, he's definitely going to get money out of this. He can. I don't know how the law works in Egypt when it go to court. Like, is there any chance,
like,
Nadine?
I feel like maybe if he could try, like, suing him, but I mean, it's Amr Diab.
He's got Worcester. He's got his own people, right? You're trying to sue Amr Diab? No chance. Ahmed, you're on, man. You want to give your opinion. What's going on? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he could have handled it much better. And definitely, I would say he should not do that. But when you look, well, like you said, what exactly the guy was doing, yes, he's a public figure, but he's not owned by the public. He has the right to react. He has the right to behave like he felt in that moment he needed to. So definitely, I'm against. But I would just say one thing, like, if he did that, he should be proudly saying why he did it. It shouldn't go into media just for people to analyze. He should just, like,
You're right. I think he should come out with a statement right now and say, this guy was, like, you know, pinching me or holding me.
Yeah.
You know,
but he could have just shoved it. Like, I feel like slapping is such a high level. Like, if you just shoved him away, it would have been so much different.
Better a slap than a punch, though.
I feel like just shove his hand away and then move forward.
But if you reach to that extent of anger, maybe, like, you know, you just, like, get away.
Yeah, but hold on. It's very hard to control yourself in the heat of the moment. If you've ever been in a position where a guy, or, I don't know, from a female point of view, if you guys are getting manhandled or someone grabs you, it's a quick reaction. But, like, it's like, hey, what are you doing? Like, get off me.
But
you
also, know what I mean? Like, he's not new. He's a seasoned vet. He's been in this game. Like, you know, I feel like he should know how to handle that type of situation.
Mahmoud, what do you think?
I'm thinking actually what I'm hearing from the news and the guest and the son he slapped, Amr Diab slapped him. He's actually none of the guest actually. He came outside of the wedding at the same time actually, and he took a picture with Amr Diab 4 times.
Oh, so he's a crazy fan. He crashed the wedding. He wasn't even invited to the wedding.
He suited up, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. At the same time, actually, the accident happened at the end of the show, and it was his fifth attempt to do the picture with Amr Diab, actually. So Amr Diab, he told him before he grabbed Amr Diab, he told him, dude, you need, like, to give away to fans, other fans, to take pictures with me.
I love it. Where are you from, Mahmoud?
Me 4 times.
Where are you from?
I'm from Somalia, born and raised here in Abu Dhabi.
I love it, brother. Are you an Amr Diab fan?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Amr Diab.
He's got his back. He's got his back.
Leave him alone.
Amr Diab does no wrong. No wrong, people. Yeah. Check out the video, The Chris Fade Show. Drop us a comment.
The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. 104.4.
We are talking being ghosted. Ghosted means you send someone a message or you get in contact with them. They left you on red. They never reply.
They disappear from your life. You can't find them.
Who did it happen to?
It happened to Billie Eilish. Of all people, who ghosts Billie Eilish? She was doing a podcast and she said that this happened to her back in December.
It was like a complete, I was like, did you die? Did you literally die? It was like somebody that I'd also known for years and had a plan. Day of, on the phone, making a plan. This is my address. Be there at 3. Never heard from him again. I was like, what a little pathetic man. To this day, never texted me again. Somebody I had known for like years.
I want to know why.
So there is Billie Eilish, right?
So on the day they've spoken.
The school's calling me. My daughter's school. Can you give me a second?
Yeah, what happened?
Hello? Is the kid okay?
It's the kid.
Oh, does she? Yeah, sure. Can I talk to her? Is that okay?
What happened?
Hold on.
Do you want to play a song? We can come back.
Hold on. Gotta do father stuff here.
Nothing like live radio.
Hi, Bob. You feeling okay? Okay. All right. We'll just take the Panadol and we'll get the driver to come pick you up now. Don't take a warm shower. Because you're hot. You got a temperature. Yeah, don't take cold, nothing. Just take the Panadol and that will soothe you down and then we'll sort it out, all right? I'm on the radio now. All right, love you, all right. Bye.
Well, is she okay?
Yeah, she's just got a fever. Sorry to interrupt that bit. It's just my daughter and the school calls. So when the school calls, I want to make sure that
panicky.
I want to make sure it's nothing serious.
I think there's something going around, isn't it?
Hold on. Hi, brother. Can you go and pick up Nushi from school? She's got a fever. She needs to go back home. So pick her up now and then bring her back home. I just had to send that to the driver.
I actually, switching gears, I read something online that said that because of the sudden shift to hotter weather, a lot of people are falling sick. So just be wary of that.
I was in bed shivering last night, yeah.
Why
are you here?
Because I felt better and okay this morning when I woke up.
You were honestly cold. And you had a fever?
Yeah, I was shivering in bed, yeah.
And you're here.
Just passing it on. He was the first one to get COVID and gave it to all of us eventually, right?
Yeah.
All right, can we go? I want to go back. I'm sorry. That was live, so I just got to make sure that everything was okay. So being ghosted, Billie Eilish now has come out to say that she got ghosted. We're asking you, have you been ghosted? Did someone ghost you in your life? Is that right?
Yeah, did someone ghost you? Or maybe you're the ghoster. Why would you do something like that?
048715544. Give me a call. 048715544. Have you been ghosted or were you the ghost?
She's the ghoster.
Who'd you ghost?
It's not ghosting. I went out one time with a guy, and then he's like, yeah, we should do this again. I'm like, yeah, never spoke again.
You ghosted him.
That's not ghosting. I replied.
Did you say no?
No, I said, oh, we'll see. That's a no.
I mean, I think I was right to ghost the lady that didn't tell me that she had 3 kids. So I never spoke to her again.
Fair enough.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Again, if you don't follow the show, Rossi went out with a girl for like 3 years, and then he finally went to the Philippines to go meet her side of the family. When he got to the Philippines, he found out that she had 3 children.
Yeah. And then ghosted her.
True story.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I understand that, Ross. I understand.
Yeah.
And you've been ghosted, have you?
Yeah, it was actually 6 months ago.
6 months ago, you were ghosted by who?
Yeah, by my ex-fiance.
Ah, the fiance. So did you officially break up or did he just disappear?
We officially break up, but it was like so sudden. Like he changed and then not texting me or not even calling me or whatnot, like shit.
How long were you together for?
We've been together 3 years. That'll be off.
So 3 years together. He was your fiance. You guys realize it's not working. You break up and then bang. There's like not even a message. There's no checking up. There's like, are you okay? There's nothing, nothing, nothing.
Yeah, nothing. He's been here actually last July with me in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden when he get back to his country, nothing.
He's gone.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
We'll take it as a sign.
Yeah.
Not meant to be together. He doesn't want to be with you.
Do you miss him?
Do you miss him, though?
Well, actually, now he's been trying to contact me. I blocked him everywhere.
They always come back.
Don't let him back.
He's messaging me on my email.
Ghost him now. Ghost him back. That's it.
Yeah.
Done. You don't need it in your life. Mahmoud, you've recently been ghosted, have you?
Yeah, that's true, actually. She is the friend of mine,
She was, we were friends for almost 4 years now. And recently I confessed her that I'm starting to have feelings for her.
And then as soon as you told her that you've got feelings for her, you never heard from her again?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And she unfollowed me on Instagram. And she blocked me from Instagram and WhatsApp.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you tell us men to show our feelings. We show our feelings. You block us.
Sorry.
You never talk to us again.
Sorry.
We're showing you how we feel. Hanging out on the Chris Fade Show. We've got a full studio this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning. We're talking about being ghosted. Billie Eilish was ghosted. What? Who ghosts Billie Eilish?
Seriously.
I'd be all up on that, getting that cash.
You are terrible.
No. Wow, she's loaded. That'd be a great friend to have. You'd be doing private jets. You'd be going everywhere.
Don't say that. Is that all you think about?
Yeah. For Billie Eilish, yeah. But I write good music. I'd be like, yo, Billie, can you write me a song? And then she'd like sing you that song. What's that song that she's got, that real depressing one? Makes you want to go and cry.
What Was I Made For?
What's it called?
What was I Made For?
Is it that one? Are you sure?
Yes.
What Was I Made For?
Let me play it. Hold on. Yeah. This one, if you're feeling good, play this. Depressed.
Yeah. This is an instant crier.
This is just like, what's going on in my life? I miss that person.
I used to float. Now I just float.
You look like you're, I'm not going to say that.
So tired. Right? A little rusty.
Tired. It's just so. What I was made for. Darren, have you been ghosted before?
Absolutely, Chris. And it was heartbreaking. I dated this girl right from school to college for 9 years, and all of a sudden she just ghosted me. Like it's nothing.
You were together from high school to college for 9 years, and then she just left and you never saw her again?
I was seeing her, but you know, she was with someone else that time.
Yeah.
And it was so heartbreaking, but you know, that was a tough time, and especially considering those were my prime years, if I must say.
Yeah, like as in like you weren't out there partying, going out and meeting other girls. You were like dedicated to her, right?
Exactly, Chris. And this is so heartbreaking to me. But on the flip side, I met another girl who also happens to be her classmate. And currently, I'm married to this girl.
Oh! Mm. Okay.
Why do you say currently you're married to this girl?
Well, it's, you know.
It's going to be for a lifetime, Chris.
Good. Yeah, don't say I'm currently married to this girl. Like, it sounds like you know, you got plans. You got plans that she doesn't even know. So does your girl, the first girlfriend that you're with, does she know that you have now ended up with one of her school friends?
For sure, because, you know, girls talk to each other, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
So wait, does your wife still talk to the ex or, like, knows her?
They actually were never close. So
okay.
That
much to each other. But obviously, she shows me a lot of her updates, what's going on in her life. So apparently, she's in Canada now, settled, married another guy, and all this kind of things. But at that point of time, she just removed me from her life everywhere.
Wow.
Wherever you can imagine, everywhere.
That's crazy.
There we go. Nora, well, I'm glad you're happy, brother. Dinky just wants to add this. It's what happens when a ghoster comes back. What are they called?
Zombieing.
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 Ghosting, there's zombieing.
Is that legit? Like, or you've just come up with that?
No. That's another term that I heard recently.
Why do they call it zombieing?
Because they came back from the dead.
They came back from the dead. Like, they were gone for some time, and then all of a sudden, they just came back.
Love it.
All right, well, there we go. Well, if you're going to ghost someone, I don't know, it's hard.
Don't do it.
Social media makes it so hard now to ghost people. You know, before, like, the internet, you could just, like, literally not to call someone.
Yeah.
And then you'd just hope you never run into them again.
Yeah.
Now with social media, it's so hard. They see what you're doing.
You gotta block them from everywhere.
Yeah, but then they create fake accounts, and then you start stalking them. Like, you can't ghost. It's really, really difficult to do so. So if you're going to do ghosting, just make sure you're good at it, all right? Just be a good ghoster, all right? Here's Billie Eilish. I'm depressed now. Look. if you're having a good day, just listen to Billie Eilish. She'll bring you way down. Think about all those bad things that are happening in your life.
I don't want this. Thank you.
That's what Billie Eilish does. Sit yourself in a corner of a room, turn the lights off, and cry.
Something amazing. I don't want crying songs right now.
Beautiful.
I think I'll start crying now.
I know, that's why I don't want to listen to it.
I'm depressed. Officially.
Thank you.
We'll leave it. Oh, hold on, one more. Okay. Sorry, Pankaj just wants to add something before we go. Pankaj, tell me what's up.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry, I'm in the metro station, so there will be a disturbance. So I just wanted to, you know, I just sent an SMS saying, you know, if you're answering a personal call in the F form, maybe you can just play a song or something in between.
Oh, I shouldn't have taken the call from the nurse of my kid.
I understand that. Like, but that, I think I changed it up. I changed to other station after that.
You switched to another radio station?
Yeah, because I was listening to your, what, you know, FM, and suddenly something got interrupted, and then I thought, like,
so because the nurse called live on the radio, my mobile phone, and I took the call because I was just worried, you changed to another radio station.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, where'd you go? Which station?
Center Point, the last station.
Oh, you mean metro station?
Yeah, metro station.
I thought you meant you changed radio stations. Oh, okay. All right. The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio. I was at the Souk Al Bahar yesterday, and I walked past that restaurant that we were talking about in Zomato yesterday.
Kanpai.
Hey, you know what closed down? I didn't realize. At Souk Al Bahar, the Claw there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's turned into an Irish pub.
Are you sure it hasn't turned into Timeout? No?
No. The Claw, you know, Claw, yeah. That was infamous there.
It's turned into an Irish pub and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Rossi, where have you been?
Rossi will be there. What's over the called? Weekend. Something Irish.
Something Irish? What a rubbish name.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Do you guys remember what it was called?
I'll
no?
Find it, I'll
no.
Find it.
No, I don't know.
Here we go.
Anyway. Yeah, I was surprised Claw closed down. That was a good, that was like an American sort of bar sort of
Well,
feel.
They've just relocated. There's Is one it? On West Beach and then there's one in the Pavilion in JBL.
Okay.
The Irish Vicars?
That's it.
Oh, job print.
Pretty has the ability of finding anything you need on Google in less than like 30 seconds. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's a talent that you, I don't know, were you born with it?
No, it acquired being on the show because we love asking questions that no one has the answer to.
So true. Okay, we're playing a game called Topic Tennis. We're all involved here. Ladies and gentlemen, the youngest member of Team Virgin Radio, please welcome Adam Adeen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for that welcome. I appreciate it.
Like you got a new fade. Looks good. That haircut.
Yeah. See, I got it from Chris Fade.
There we go.
You're supposed to laugh.
Oh, like ah. Oh.
some may say that Chris is your dad.
There's no one believes that Adam is my son except for you.
How old no the one. Job. What's
how old are you?
I'm 19.
So how old would have I been?
Oh, here we go.
44 minus 19. Who does the maths?
Hey Siri.
25.
Impossible.
Very possible. Possible. Very possible.
Okay.
I had Nushi when I was 27, my oldest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I just realized that you're
14,
15, 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
4 years apart.
Four and a half years apart, my oldest daughter and you. That's crazy.
That's hold crazy. On, my mind has just been blown.
If my daughter brought a kid home like Adam Adeen,
I'd break
his neck.
Okay. Yeah. Straight for the neck.
Sorry, it's Adam. any boy that she's bringing home. I'm sorry, it's not you.
Sorry, Adam.
Okay, but like, you know.
But I would be happy. I'd be happy, Adam. I'd be happy.
I think, yeah, you're a good guy.
He's a good kid. He's actually too mature. Too mature. You're too mature, man.
He'd be given a lot of motivational talks.
No, I'd be comfortable. He's a good young man. Honestly, he's 19 going on 35. He's a great kid. We're welcome to the team as well. What we're going to do right now is we're doing topic tennis. You have not seen the topics, have you, Nala?
No, I haven't.
All right, because Adam's going to give us the topics. You're going to hear the music. Basically, Adam gives us a topic. We have to give him an answer. Whoever doesn't deliver the answer is out of the game. It is a game of elimination.
Yeah.
All right, do we understand how this works?
Understood. Yeah, we're ready.
You can't do it, you're out. Are we ready to do this?
Let's
ready.
Go.
Adam, give us the topic.
The first topic is male singers.
Male singers, here we go. I'll start. We'll go this way.
Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
AJ McLean, Harry Styles,
Elton John,
Niall Horan.
I was gonna say that.
Ed Sheeran.
I was gonna say that.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Elvis.
Bruno Mars. Joe.
Ed Sheeran.
I said it.
Oh.
She said,
he's out. He's out. Eliminated.
My memory's going. Tell
yeah, him. We've got to look into that, Ross. he keeps wanting to do it, but he forgets.
Yeah, it's true.
All right.
How can I?
How could you not? Beatles. You could have gone through John Lennon. Like, I know. What happened there?
I don't know.
All right, Ross. He's not having a day today. All right, we're going to do another topic now. It's down to the three of us. Here we go.
Your next topic is. Countries in Africa.
What's wrong with that? I know my African continent very well.
You do not. None of us do.
For the record, the highest amount of countries any continent is in Africa.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's good. I'm good. I'm good with it. Why? What's wrong with you guys? Here we go. South Africa.
Kenya. Egypt.
Yes.
Botswana land.
No.
He's out.
Yeah. Well, Botswana land.
Botswana.
It's Botswana.
Yeah. Yeah, Botswana, formerly known as Botswana land.
You said Botswana land.
Yeah, no.
That's a country.
It's Botswana.
Yeah, Botswana land.
There's no land.
You're not going to take Botswana. I'm Googling it. Hold on.
You can't say Botswana land. Botswana. It's Botswana.
And I was going to say Gambia. I don't know why I went with Botswana.
You should have said Gambia.
Oh, so we got it?
It's a landlocked country next to Zimbabwe.
What is? Botswana land?
No, it's Botswana.
Hold on. Adam, you're the judge here.
No, Adam's
the country's Botswana.
It's absolutely incorrect.
I said Botswana land.
It's Botswana. No.
That's it.
Exactly. And I said Botswana land.
It's incorrect.
So if I said America land, you would not give it to me.
Correct. We wouldn't.
Okay, if I said Iceland.
That's the name of the country.
Right, Chris.
Who's putting land? They decided to put land.
Yes.
You're out.
Imagine I said Lebanon land.
Finland? Would you accept Finland?
Yes. Okay, he's eliminated. Nal and I left. Go. Adam.
Game's over. No, we're not playing anymore.
What?
Game's
just
done.
Just because you're out?
Equal first three of us. This could be an idea for restaurants. Now, I don't know if it would work here in this country. But a restaurant, have a listen to this. This is what they've literally done.
Okay.
And I don't know if it is good or not.
Tell me.
In St. Louis. All
right.
Missouri. In America. America, people. It's called Bliss Restaurant. And it bans women under 30 and men under 35 from dining in the restaurant.
Right.
After 7 p.m. They're trying to create a more mature audience. And they were sick of all these young kids coming in and just doing their TikToks and doing whatever it is, because it's a very TikTokable place, right? And I think that what was happening, these kids were coming in, getting like one drink, weren't spending a lot of cash.
Right. Mm.
And they weren't making a lot of money. So they've tried to implement this rule. It's caused a little bit of
Chaos.
And people are back, like, sort of saying, hey, you can't do an age restriction on a dining. It's just a food restaurant.
Well, it's just the same as like no kids after 8 o'clock, isn't it, basically?
It's the same thing. I want to see what the restaurant looks like.
The restaurant is just something for older people to come to have some good food and not have to worry about some young folks bringing some of that drama.
Sounds
that is
fun.
From assistant manager Erica Rhodes. Would it work here?
Oh, gosh, no. I don't think
so. And I feel like naturally, like, places just attract certain ages anyway.
Because there's a couple of, there's places now in the UAE, if you know, a lot of Chamakis are hanging out at Chamucks. Do you guys know Chamucks?
Yeah.
Adam, you're not one, are you?
Adam's not.
You're not a Chamuck, are you?
I'm not a Chamuck.
I know a lot. I know
sometimes
a lot of Chamucks.
Sometimes I hang around Chamucks.
Yeah, yeah. So explain what a Chamuck is to someone that doesn't know what a Chamuck is. Because I know. I've got my daughters, they've given me the 101 on chamucks.
Chris, I know what a chamuck is.
Yeah.
But I really want to hear it from you.
Oh, don't you know what a chamuck? You should know.
I know what it is. But I want to hear it from you.
Don't you know?
100% I know. I mean, I hang around with
him sometimes. I think you're lying.
I think he's lying as well. But I don't want to throw him under. He's only 19. So a chamuck, from what my understanding is. And if you know what a chamuck is, give me a call. But a chamuck, from the understanding that I know, and I've learnt through my daughters and I've learnt through other teenagers, and a lot of chamucks come up to me and take photos at the mall, and I do ask them, you're a chamucky, you're a chamuck, right? They deny it, but I know that they are.
Why do they deny it? Wouldn't they be
No
proud
one
to
wants
be
to be...
It's like a negative. There's a little slight negative.
They're like, you're wearing a tracksuit.
situation.
You're wearing the oversized, like, baggy sweater. Your hair's usually curled from a guy. The guy's usually, like, they've got curly hair.
Oh, yeah. These are the guys that look like alpacas.
Okay, like the animal, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the girls usually have that really curly hair as well, or the really straight. It's hard to explain.
Okay, so it's just like...
They hang out in groups.
They seem to have a unified dress code that is unspoken. They're all kind of wearing the same thing. They all look very similar. And they usually travel in packs.
Yeah, like...
They don't travel solo.
Mall security has had to be upped in many malls because... The chumucks were taken over on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they all just hang in packs. So you, as a teenager, you're not allowed, and this is unfortunate because one of my daughters was at the mall and she said, we were just standing having a conversation. None of us are quote-unquote chumucks. We were just wondering which store we should go to next and security moved us on. We're not allowed to stand now in groups. There was four of them having a chat, you know, because it got pretty bad. It got pretty bad at some stage. Abud, you... believe you know what the word chumak, where it comes from.
Actually, salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yeah, chumak is an Iranian language. Like,
What does it mean? What does it mean in Iranian?
Dancer. What does it mean, dancer? When we see somebody dancing and start waving, we call him chumak.
Chumak chalo.
You want to be my chumak chalo?
I don't know why. I don't know if that's got anything to do. I don't know if that's the same meaning.
People see somebody like do something. Say, "Oh, he's a chamak. He's a chamak. He's chamaki."
So it's an Iranian word.
Because like chamak in Hindi means like shiny, bright. Chamak.
What's chalo mean?
Gwen, let's go. You know what a chamak is? Could you give us the description?
Yeah, a chamak is like a group of teenagers. In Dubai, they usually hang out in pack. Like, they're mostly curly-haired and they're fashionable.
How old are you?
18.
Now, are you a chumak? Are we talking to one right now?
No, I'm not. But, like, I always see them at malls, especially at MOE.
Yeah. Yeah, MOE had a good run. Dubai Hills Mall now on a Friday night is one of them. They walk in packs.
They must travel in packs. It's part of the
all right,
contract.
So it comes back to this restaurant wanting to create an older audience to not have the youth come through.
So, okay, Adam, you're 19, right?
Yeah.
He's not a chumuck, this kid.
No, I'm not asking about that. So I found this restaurant on Instagram, and I just want to show you the pictures. Like, is this a place where you want to be hanging out with your friends on, like, a Friday night?
Not really. And so what I'm looking at is just like normal dining tables.
It's not anything like
look,
crazy.
Look, we would, if all the young people took over, it'd be more fun. If you ban the young people, you're just taking out the fun. You're just making it, you know.
Actually, I'm okay.
But no, like there are restaurants, and I'm not going to name more, but I know like Mall of Emirates on a Friday night, you go to, what's the wings place on the corner there? Buffalo. What is it, Nala?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, go to Buffalo Wild Wings on a Friday night at Mall of the Emirates. It's Chumukville.
That is the
spot.
That's the hangout.
Buffalo Wild Wings, Mall of Emirates, Friday night. I mean, they do such good wings.
Whereabout is it?
On the corner, above Ski Dubai area, where the food court is on the Mall of Emirates. You know, the big food court?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got Al Haleb Chili's, which I think is closing down.
Yeah.
California Pizza
it's not
Kitchen. It's not closing down?
No, they can't. They switched, side story, they switched franchise owners.
Okay, so Chili's is still here?
So they're going to shut down, reopen.
California Pizza
Dubai.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
All that area, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, all right. Well, there we go. That's it. I've got nothing else to say in this conversation.
Well, we didn't. Are you okay with that?
No, if I owned a restaurant, I'm not doing an age limit on over 30 years or whatever it is. I think you're going to hurt your business because then you have people coming in with kids. It's just way too hard. It's way too hard.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we'll keep that for you, Adam. Appreciate it. Let's go.
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
We are talking the Euros 2024. It officially kicks off this weekend. Who are you supporting? 0487155444. Australia's not in it?
Chris, it's what? The Euros.
What's the name of the competition, mate?
Oh, it's the Euros. I thought we were talking World Cup.
No, there's 24 teams in the Euros.
How often does the Euros happen?
I think it's...
Every 22 years.
Every 2 years.
So every 2 years or every 4 years? No, it's every 2 years.
I'm asking
four.
The wrong
it's every
person.
Four. You got, you don't, you, this is your sport, football.
Can you just be quiet okay. and stop shouting, sure. right?
Are you as, you have been off all show, by the way.
Because every four 2 years, it's a competition, so it's alternates with the
it's
World
every
Cup.
Every 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the official song, by the way, for the World Cup. Medusa, One Republic, and Leone. It's called Fire. Let's take a listen. See if it's got that World Cup feel.
Okay.
Or Euro. When all of the lights come on. Yeah, I already like it. It's a beautiful miracle. Is it sponsored by Coca-Cola? Because this clip's already got like a Coke
bottle. Oh, does it?
Ah. Probably. Now we're shining like a sea of gold. There we go. Yeah. We'll fight
tonight like a million diamonds. Sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. Well, Medusa's got a is good producer.
Yeah,
yeah. Look at slow motion shots of them drinking Coca-Cola.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
like beyond product placement. Let's hear this drop.
We're on fire. Oh, nice.
Sounds good. Marsa, who are you supporting in the yes. Euros?
Poland.
I'm guessing you're from Poland.
Yes, I am. Lewandowski.
So you guys have got a pretty good team. You guys aren't too bad. Like, you do all right in the Euros, right?
Not really.
You do all right. I don't. You don't go through the first round. You're out.
Yes.
Yeah.
What country? Sorry.
We get through, but that's it. But it's good to see three games at least.
Yeah.
Where will you watch it? Where are you going to watch it? Do you know yet?
At home.
No, yeah, fair enough.
Sure. I have a 4-year-old daughter, so I can't go anywhere.
Good on you. Well, good luck. Hopefully Poland do better than they did
four years ago. Yep.
Shahdi, who are you supporting?
France, as usual.
France.
Strong.
They do well.
Well, you know that England are the favourites, actually. England are the favourites.
It's coming home. Can you guys just say that the entire time?
How will England be the favourite? They just lost a match recently.
to Iceland, you mean?
England just lost a match. And France is in form, They just won a lot of matches. England, you have a group C, which is very tough. You have Italy and Ukraine. Coming out from that group, all the best, Rossi.
Yeah. In our group at the moment, we have Denmark, Serbia. Slovenia, Serbia.
Denmark's really good, no?
Not really.
Am I thinking of the wrong sport? I thought Denmark were great.
Chris is just saying that about every single team
they're going to Russia thinks they can win against Denmark. Good luck.
Listen, mate, we got to the finals last time. I remember watching it in Ibiza. We got to the finals. We got beat by Italy, right?
Is that when the volcano was happening?
Yes. That's the time you were singing, "It's coming home. It's coming home."
We got to the finals. I love this guy. We got to get him on. Yeah. Shanti, save his number. We got to get him on during the Euros. Yeah,
Let's see.
It's coming home. It's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere.
What do you want about? We got to the finals, though.
Yeah, sure. NASA. Oh, here we go, NASA. Who are you supporting?
What do you mean, here we go? For once, Rossi and I in agreement. It is England. Mm. I'm not going to think it's coming home, because it's most likely not. But until then, it's England.
At least you're realistic.
We're favourites. We need a win. We've never won it. I
just want to know who labelled you favourites. Like, is this legit? Like, who are you? What's the source? The Daily Mail? Like, what's going? Like, who's saying it?
The bookmakers in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, we got to the final. Like, I keep saying it, but we did really well. And I think we've got a great squad, some great players in there, and I think we'll do well.
All right. Well, there it is. In the World Cup when it was Italy versus England?
I can't remember. Okay. No, Italy weren't in the World Cup, I don't think.
Yeah, they were. They were, because I watched the whole documentary on it.
Oh, that was years ago.
Yeah.
Right, okay, go on.
So take it back that they were in the World Cup.
Last time.
Yeah. So what made me laugh was everyone was chanting, "It's coming home."
Yeah.
And then the guys from Italy just started putting up the signs and they crossed out the H from home and put R. It's coming to Rome. Thought it was good.
Well, that was funny, mate. Well done.
Yeah, as good as you. Germany, Scotland, Hungary, Switzerland, Slovenia, Denmark, Serbia, England, Belgium, Slovakia, Romania's in, Ukraine, Spain, Croatia, Italy, Albania, Poland, Netherlands, Austria, France, Turkey, Georgia, Portugal, and the Czech. Congratulations.
Czech Republic.
Good luck to all your Euro teams. It kicks off this weekend.
In Germany.
Well done. It's going to be amazing. This is your official anthem for the Euros 2024. It's Virgin.
We need to do the sweep.
It's 9:32. We're on fire. On Virgin.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
That's it for us for your Tuesday. I started the show and I'm going to end it the same way. It's a Tuesday. It should be a Thursday though.
But don't worry. This is just get through this week because we got a short week next week. So
it'll be good. Have a great one from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.